This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, good morning. It's 2018. Welcome to the Gareth Cliff Show here on CliffCentral.com. How's this for intro track, is here? Oh no, that's the other thing with the microphones again.
I actually was not expecting this. It sounds way too mellow for the morning.
No, it's great.
Because, I like it though.
Because it's only the 2nd of January, so you're either on holiday or you don't want to be at work, but you are. So there's no point us coming here with that insincere radio crap like, hey, new year, new you, let's bring it up. You know, we're not into that kind of stuff. In 2018, it'll be like any other year on Cliff Central. You'll get real people, real talking, and real things to talk about. So there was a poll last year on CliffCentral.com towards the end of the year, and it was basically rating who your favorite people were on the Cliff Central Morning Show.
Stop.
And the catch was that the top two people will then host the first week of January. So okay. I'm here, Ben Kopinski, good morning, and Sia is here.
Okay.
The two top-ranked people of the morning show.
You say that with such modesty.
Well, Sia, it was...
such great humility.
Look, it was pretty unanimous. So
the people have spoken.
Gareth and my buddy didn't rank top, so they are taking a week out in the sidelines. So it's kind of like they've been benched. But, you know, thoughts are with them because, you know, they're getting on in age, so they need a bit more time to recoup and what's the word, relax? Regenerate?
Rejuvenate.
Rejuvenate, okay, cool. Yeah. So far in 2018, Sierra is better with words than I am. Mike, 2, 3. Okay, sorry, I'm just re-acclimatizing with this mixer.
Doesn't it seem weird? It feels
kind of weird being here.
Yeah, it feels like someone has lived in your house, and now you have to come back and things... Or like someone was driving your car, and they've changed the rearview mirror, and they've changed the angle of the seats, and we're just trying to like feel it again.
You totally strike me as a person who would hate for someone to adjust your rearview mirror.
I don't know if you're being facetious.
You would probably unfriend them. No, I'm being deleted.
I actually hate it. That's why I don't let people drive my car.
Okay, well, first truth bomb of the year. Sia looks like absolute crap this morning.
Jeez.
It's bizarre. Normally when I get here, I feel like I've literally rolled out of a dumpster. Mostly because, well, let's be honest, I don't look like I used to. And I feel like crap this morning, and then Gareth gets in here and he's like, ugh. And then Mabali gets in here and she's like, nothing. But Sia's like, hey guys, sun shining. And today he looks like he's just... What, have you been jawing hard this holiday?
Yeah, I think everything is just catching up with me all at the same time. And also I have no cooking clue why. But I think like the universe somehow is getting back to me for all of my sins. So I'm getting sick just as the year is beginning.
When did you become a sinner?
Well, for some of the things that took place during this festive season, Ben Karpinski.
Well,
which we can gladly get into late in the show. I think this is what... Yeah, this
well,
like
we can see. The whole thing is that because the 2nd of January, we have many, many stories to catch up on. Mm-hmm. But apart from your two top-ranked presenters here on the Gareth Cliff Morning Show, we've got Sanazo.
Yay!
Now, Sanazo, your mic is on. Yes, okay. Nailed that. Sanazo's going to be with us this week. So, Sia, how should we like introduce her? You're the one who does all the official stuff on the show.
Very
because
official.
Because I'll obviously end up saying something that's probably left of the mark and do no justice to either of us.
I don't know. Well, we got contacted by Sinazo, who's a very cool kid, just moved up to Joburg, and she says she wants to spend some time with
us, wants to see
how things work here. And so we thought, hey, come and spend some time with us and let's see how it goes. Especially now, you have the perfect opportunity just to chill and chat.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited, actually, for this week.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
The first thing, though, that didn't work in your favor was the early mornings.
I know.
You are not a fan of those.
Nobody is.
Yeah, true.
And the weird thing is that I just moved to Pretoria, so I had to drive.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but it's not that far. I was telling him it's only 38 minutes away, and he was like, is it far?
Well, Sanazo, where are you from? Because then we can work out what far means to you.
I'm actually from the Eastern Cape.
Okay.
I'm actually from... I was in PE for a good... 5 years,
uh-huh.
And then I moved up to Joburg. But I actually started off in Joburg.
All right.
I started off my first year and my career in Joburg, and then I moved to the Eastern Cape for school. as well.
Okay, so looking at your Twitter profile.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you
do want to expose her,
if you want to put a face to the new voice for this, uh-huh, for this week, at NazJ, so NazJey, bio reads feminist, black, African writer, businesswoman, PR and comm and advertising. Okay, so you know how to talk, you know how to communicate, and
I know how to think, and
you know what business. Okay, cool. Sure, what a relief. You're not just some millennial who's just gonna rock up here and try to get likes. Oh,
no.
Like whom, Ben?
No, I'm not.
So shady. So shady.
I feel like Sia's touched about that one.
No, I don't know who, what he's trying to say, but anyway, moving on. So, yes, yeah, more about you.
Sia's often touched, but that's for another day when we'll get into his social life some other time.
Yes, oh, Sanaza. Yes.
All right, yeah. So Sanaza's going to be with us the whole week. If you want to get in touch with the show, it's just like 2017. Is WhatsApp. You can message us 079-748-2090. WeChat, the Cliff Central official account right there. Otherwise, oh yeah, we don't have Amanda anymore. Amanda is, again, I don't mean to sound like so crass, but Amanda's no longer with us. Not in a life sense, but in a professional sense.
Like she's
still alive.
Dead.
She's still alive. She went to H2O over New Year's, and she said it was sick. So Amanda's still alive and well.
Uh-huh.
She's just not part of the morning show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get that one out of the way first. See, we should have had a checkpoint of all things we must address before the other two get back.
True.
Maybe we'll work on that tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So, baby steps. So, you can WhatsApp us just like Craig has done. We'll come back. Craig, come on. Start of the year. You've got to have better grammar.
Go.
We spoke about this last year. Anyway, welcome back, Cliff Central team. Lekker 28 for you guys. Ben, any advice watching sports online, cricket and rugby? Craig, that sounds like a bit of a grey question. There's various ways to watch sport online. There's the ways that you see people advertise, and then there's ways that people DM each other about. Let's get back to that. So you're welcome to message us at any sort of time. Craig, this doesn't come from me, but there's a site called... Nah, really, I can't endorse that kind of stuff. You know how many times I get asked, okay, so now I don't know how much you know about the show, but I'm here for sport only.
Okay.
But when Gareth's not here, then I sit in this chair.
And Ben, you do much more than that.
Well, look, the original, we'll get into the story of how I got it for Central some other time. So people often ask me sports questions like that, how they can get illegal feeds.
Oh, wow.
So,
That's the question.
It is. Craig wants to find out how you can do stuff without paying. Craig, that's fine. Everyone goes through that process in life. Just keep asking other friends. I can tell you. So that was the intro. 2018, first intro to the show. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. So, Nazo, what do you know about us? What do you know about the show? Why? What made you really want to come here? I think is my first question to you. I have many.
You have a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions, and we'll string them throughout the show today. But that is my first one.
I've actually followed Gareth from Five. To Cliff Central, because he's very uncensored, and I know that
he's positively unruly.
As Ben would put it.
So, but I listened to a few podcasts as well here, especially your current affairs ones, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I also listen to the morning show sometimes. I used to listen to a lot when I was in university because I had free Wi-Fi. So, So I use a lot of its resources. So I know a bit about the show. I know a bit about the station, because I followed it. And I wanted to be here specifically because it's a nice way to start off, especially for someone like me. I know you went through my Twitter.
Just now. I mean, I wouldn't do this through the holidays.
Yeah. Just now. And I'm very uncensored, mm-hmm, and I speak a lot. So it's a great platform for someone who wants to be able to just speak and not have a censorship as other places.
Ooh, so do you essentially want a career in radio?
I've had a career in radio since 2013. I started in radio.
Why isn't it on your bio then?
You know, well, it was on my bio. I changed my bio a lot, let me tell you.
Depending on
where I am.
Okay.
Because now I just entered advertising. So I added advertising and I moved out of radio. I actually moved only like 7 weeks ago, because I moved this side. So I removed that because I wasn't on radio then. And so now I can add it if I'm back on radio. So smart. I've been in radio since 2013 and TV since 2015. So
okay, great.
I've I've been in and out the
you
industry.
You have zipped it and done it, girl.
Yeah, and I've been in journalism since 2011. So I've been in media for a while. I started off writing as a journalist for a national publication, and then I moved to the Eastern Cape, and I started media there. Okay. So now I'm back in the motherboard of media. So I'm back this side.
And I'm back again, being the least qualified person on the show again.
Jeez, what am I doing with my life again?
Okay, next question. Yeah. What can we do better here?
You're Ben already at
I feel
6:10 in the morning,
you know,
on the first show back of the new year. Jeez.
I'm in Parliament now, hey?
Yo, I'm glad Ben does not hit up HR in this place. My goodness.
Well, no one does.
Oh, yeah, that's my gosh. You know what, Ben? Let me get back to you with that answer.
Okay. Just saying. Very open and honest around here.
Yeah, I will get back to you with that one.
Okay. So, Sia, your summer holidays, your festive season holidays, were about basically abandoning your family. How did that go?
Well, no, don't put it that way. Don't make me sound like a heartless somebody or the other.
Okay, well, were you or were you not on a plane on Christmas Day?
Yes, I was. But did I not spend Christmas Eve with the entire family?
And how did that go?
Sure. Guys, actually, first up, I cannot believe that we were only away for, 10 days? Yes. In my mind, it kind of feels longer, and my mind also feels kind of short as well. But, yeah, started off in going down to Durban, because that's where my family is, well, some of my family, and spent some time with the parents, and, yeah, that's always in short spurts. And then on Christmas morning flew over to Cape Town. The Durban point of view, well, first and foremost, just the road trip, because we drove down. It was my sister, my cousin, and a friend of mine all drove down together on the Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I think it was Friday the 22nd. Within at least 35 minutes of the six-hour drive, the first fight had occurred, which makes for a delightful road trip.
Okay, so now just a little bit of context to the story. These sisters have been terrorizing Sia since day one, basically.
Thank you, Ben, for putting that way, because I am the victim.
On the anxiety level of all time, Sia chills at 8 out of 10 as far as being anxious about life. Going to this road trip, it was in the red.
It's a lot, and I hate traveling in any case. I love going somewhere, but you could just pick me up and plonk me there without the whole transit, that would be better. But yeah, Durban was fun as always. Met up with some of my friends, went out tons, and I now think you guys are older than me, so let me get some advice. Do you feel like your hangovers get worse as you age?
Do I not say this every week on the show?
I swear I'm now experiencing this way, way, way more. Like now I need a full, not just a day anymore to recover. It's like a day and some change.
Wow. No, that's not good, because generally you have this conversation with yourself and your peers around 25.
It's bad.
And
it is,
and you're
really,
not 25.
Really bad.
So you gotta hang out somewhere.
So that's actually one of those days as well. While I was in Durban, Gareth was actually down for a gig. He was DJing at a club, so I was like, oh, this is cool, all right, let me go and see him, let's go. Got a group of my friends, we went out to the club, Gareth was DJing, the tequila flowed way too much, and folks, this is the very first time I actually passed out.
You passed out?
I'd never blacked out because of booze before, and the last thing I remember was probably at around 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, so hang a second, what were you drinking?
Like, I also want
to
know.
Tons and tons of tequila. Tons of tequila. Oh, wow. My last thought was sitting at a bar. Gareth came up with more tequila. I was chatting to a friend.
Okay, but don't make Gareth sound like Bill Cosby here.
I will full on take this up with him. I'll blame him for this.
Okay, but see, that tray was for other people. He didn't just come here. Nah, yeah, here's 27 tequilas.
Yes, he did. He just shucked it over to me. And there was a dude who I went to high school with who says, like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Let's also have more drinks. And really, that's
this
my
is,
last.
This is all in one night.
Oh, yeah. That, okay. That's my last
this
memory.
All in about 20 minutes. But see, this does sound kind of worrying. So, I mean, were
I
you.
I blacked out at 2 and I woke up at midday.
Were you at a safe place? Did someone.
I woke up at midday in my bed at home. And genuinely, I opened my eyes and thought, like, how did I get here? I do not remember anything. Woke up and I still have scratches on both my elbows.
And you don't know how you got them.
I have tons of bruises on my leg and my behind as well.
Oh,
and
no, I see. I didn't want to ask, but if you got tons of bruises on your behind.
I fell on my ass. When I now discovered it was like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, and Paris Hilton type of drunk bad. Then found out from my friends, they were like, well, you stumbled down the stairs. We tried to take you home. We actually called your sister. I have no idea how they accessed my phone, which is now also super, super scratched because it fell as well. And the screen, the screen protector has cracked. And I just don't understand what happened. But anyway, fun times, fun times, fun times.
And then had a lot of fun.
Yeah, drinking just was a recurring theme because also going to Cape Town, I just drank tons as well. But that's what the festive season is about for me.
See, that's the problem. Like, I'm not what you would call a thick set man. I'm slender of build.
Yes.
And I've started to know my limits. You make me look buff. So, I mean, you should really, really know your limits.
I was playing around with tequila a lot.
But you're not bringing a lot to the party.
No, what I love is... But tequila doesn't make you feel out of your element in the moment. You know, like you...
After a few shots, it does.
Yes, but that's the thing. Like, you space out the shots. So, it's like 3 shots in an hour. And you're sort of having a good time.
How did you do it, Tia? Because it seems like...
I did more than 3 shots in an hour. That's the
problem.
That's
how we got to that point.
Okay, so it's another thing you should know about Sia is that no matter where he is the life of the party.
Okay.
So, if you have a corporate shindig... Yeah. At HR meeting, which this might actually
I'll
lead to.
I'll be there if there's an open bar.
So Sia's got a responsibility to uphold the whole time. I think, you know, he's just a bit too dedicated to his craft.
Okay.
Debatable. Really debatable.
So it all went just downhill from there.
Yeah. Then went to Cape Town. Guys, let's just talk about Cape Town and everything that they face.
Did you have a bath?
I will confess.
Sia, we talked about this last year. You can't
this
have
is why. This is
Town.
Why, though. Here's I totally...
Yeah, this is why, because you're selfish.
No, when I go into the bathroom, it's just... I'm just wired in this way to open up the bath, and that's it. And I swear, I'll be honest, as soon as I opened up the water and filled up the bathtub, and I sat in the bathtub, I was like, you horrible human being. You can't do this. There's a drought. I'd actually forgotten. It wasn't that I was being selfish. I'd forgotten, and that was the one and only time.
That's like but that's exactly like a pedophile saying, look, I was at a school and I forgot. I just forgot. I didn't do anything wrong. I just forgot.
It was not intentional. It really had slipped my mind because I'm just programmed to have a bath. So
weird. I thought Cape Town had no water. Like,
no, it is bad.
As of yesterday, stage 6 water restrictions came into be.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if you even think about having a bath, you get arrested. That's stage 7.
Really? We're still on stage 6.
Okay, so see, you know, I was going to go to you for a nice heartwarming story before I tell you my stories. And so far, you've given me drunken debaucherous and water wastage.
No, there's no heartwarmingness of it all because I had many awkward moments during the festive season as well. Bumped into my teacher, one of my teachers at a club, which was just awkward.
Wow. I know, he didn't give you tequila, did he?
Well, I bought tequila for him because I just thought, well, like, what do you do with your teacher? And, like, what do you call him? Do you go, like, hey, Mr. So-and-so, it's so great bumping into you here. Just made things awkward. Had tons of awkward hookups as well because, you know, such is life. And New Year's Eve was fantastic, and I feel like it's a good year. And for now, everything is good.
No, you started your December proper. Like, you ended
December
it
wise,
proper.
Yeah. December's more than just a month. Uh-huh. It's a feeling, and that's what I now totally believe. That's me in a nutshell. A big nutshell, that is.
The youth of today. And now you're sipping on a sugary drink and it's all back to normal, huh?
No, well, it's not a sugary drink. In my mind, because I kind of have a tickle in my throat, I feel like sipping on this will make my throat feel better because I also have no idea why I'm sick. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, okay, well, but you did all the family obligations. You ticked all the boxes. Without offending anybody, really.
Did I? I think we had like one... I had one proper meal with the family, and that was Christmas Eve. The rest of the time, it's like we're in the house, but like everyone's getting ready, and my parents, because this is the time, they're also heavily involved in church, so they're all is out, and my niece and nephew are there. Everyone is all over the place with my family. So Christmas Eve dinner was massive, and at least we spent time together.
Did you get nice presents?
So...
Oh, arms folded. This isn't going to go well.
Yeah, well, I don't want to seem like a sour grape and absolutely ungrateful, but no, I didn't get my Oprah Wisdom of Sundays book, so I'll just have to buy it for myself. But nonetheless, yeah, Christmas Eve was good. We went full, like, festive cheer, and especially now because my niece and nephew are 6 years old, turning seven. This is the time when they also get into the festive season as well. So we all dress up. There's Christmas crackers and everything.
Do you still do the new clothes?
Well, not for us particularly. Okay, we do kids. Yeah, no, not even for them. Oh, we just do very traditional Christmas.
Okay.
I don't know. In my mind, our family thinks we live in the North Pole next to Santa. But yeah, everyone dresses up. Okay. We decorate the entire house. Oh, yeah, my mom goes full on corny, full on cliche with the tinsel and the mistletoe and the
wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She always has a theme every single year. And this year, the house was all red, just for Santa.
You said traditional.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as you say traditional, you're black.
Yeah, I mean traditional in the Christmas sense.
No, seriously? Like, seriously, black people don't black? Have deco.
I'm not black, I'm chocolate. Anyway. Yes, so, your
like,
question
as soon
is?
As you said traditional, I was like, oh, they're going to go ask for Christmas next door.
Oh, no,
and
gonna no, no,
dress up
no,
in Christmas clothes.
No.
And then you said, we do the whole shebang with, I'm like, what?
Traditional Christmas. Okay. So everything that the marketers sit in boardrooms and say, let's make more
commercial
money out
Christmas.
Of these commercial. Perfect. That's the word. You see, look at your advertising PR communication self coming through.
Yeah, she's putting us on the spot straight away. There's a hole in your story and I shall probe it.
Yes. Yes. Okay, commercial. That's what I do.
I gotta say, I actually flouted. Oh, maybe flouting is the wrong word. I wanted to do like a romantic Christmas away, so it's just me and Daniela.
Oh, you were around.
Yeah, yeah, I was in Joburg the whole time because Daniela was about to become an aunt. So her brother's wife obviously was having a child. That's the breakdown of her auntiness. So her parents were then coming up here to then be here for the birth, and they stayed with us for 10 days.
You stayed with the parents?
So they stayed with us.
Oh, wow.
And oh wow! So
we didn't say anything.
Yeah, so what we had planned was I wasn't going to go to Sia like Sia and utilize the Western Cape's water, of which they have very
don't
little.
Make me
so
sound like
so I made the selfless call to not go to the Cape this Christmas.
Yes,
that's where my family's from.
Yeah,
great. So I've ticked that box for the environment. But now, so I thought, okay, well, it'd be kind of cool if we had this like romantic Christmas getaway. So look. Bear in mind, I kind of left a bit late in the booking front.
Okay.
So I had a budget in mind. I went online. I found a whole bunch of places in the general, not too far away area where we can do some game watching, be away from like most things, screaming kids, hopefully, and have like a really untraditional, different kind of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So I found this place. I'm not going to name any names.
Oh.
But it was
bad experience.
Conveniently about just over 2 hours away from Johannesburg.
Okay.
So Christmas Eve, we packed the car, sorted everything out. Great. On the road to this place.
So it's just you and Daniela?
Just the two of us.
Uh-huh.
On the road to this place, the website was great. It it spoke of hippos, wild dogs, lions, most game you could possibly think of. And it looked nice. And it wasn't particularly cheap, so I thought, you know, we're going a bit more primo here. Yeah. It's great. And they promised to do a whole Christmas lunch, and we had a suite, and everything looked great. We get there, the dirt road's not too bad. It's like 5Ks on dirt road. Dirt road not bad at all. You go through these beautiful citrus farms, and then suddenly, blah, blah, this place.
Yes, paradise, you think.
I mean...
It's paradise.
I wasn't over the top, like, expectation-wise. I just thought we were going somewhere which would at least have our hopes of a different Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, and we park, and there's no one around. Like, there's nobody. So we're walking, it's like, is that the reception? Is that not the reception? We keep walking. First thing we see, wild dogs. Now, when you go into the bush, whatever, wild dogs aren't exactly the easiest thing to find.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a place, most of the Kruger, you can if you report wild dog sightings, you can stay in the area for free because you've spotted a wild dog family, whatever.
Okay.
So, we see wild dogs in this enclosure, like at the end of what it seems to be the formal building because they've got a registered wild dog breeding center.
Okay.
It's like, wow, there's wild dogs. This is crazy. Still, we don't see actually any human beings.
Oh, when you say human beings, you mean staff members.
At this stage, we'll take anybody. We literally will take anybody. So then we see a guy dressed in like surfer kind of clothing, chopping a tree down with a chainsaw while two other guys are just kind of staring at him.
You do know at this point, I would think I am part of like Wrong Turn 3, some horror movie, like...
Well, there are wild dogs running back and forth against the fence. There's a guy chopping down a tree, and
Wendy decides to turn around and leave.
Not like we're there, and I'm, you know, I've been in situations in life. I'm always quite enthusiastic about new things. So then I walk towards the greater building, and then there's a guy who looks like it might be his first ever job, and I'm saying he makes you look old. So he's like, "Hi, welcome. Are you Ben?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm Ben. Hi." We exchange pleasantries, and then he's like, "Okay, room number 7. Cool. Okay." So we get our key. I say, "Cool, I'd like to have a game drive straight away. Get, you know, set the holiday on a good tone." And he's like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, 4 o'clock, we'll do that." Walk past the guy cutting the tree down, then greets us. Seems nice. We go into our room. It needs a bit of work. Like, it's nice. It's got aircon. There's a bath. It's all very nice. It's like, it hasn't been painted in a while. TV is like the size of my smartphone, but it's on like the far side.
No way.
It doesn't have DSTV. It has this other satellite network where they've got like 5 different kinds of e-channel. I don't have it's like e-extra and like
a top
extra
TV view. Something. I don't know.
It's, I think, like, it's extra view. No, it's not.
But whatever it is, never seen it before. But again, like, totally chill with that. There's like a tiny little garden, but the garden furniture basically needs to go into a fire.
Oh no.
But still not overly phased. But then I forget the hubby pipe. Because that was what Daniela really wanted to do. She wanted to smoke a hubby in the bush. And I actually forget the pipe. Everything else packed, beautiful, fantastic.
Mm.
Forget the pipe. Fundamental no-no. Not a good start. But hey, let's go on the game drive. Let's see what it's like. So the guy cutting down the tree in the surfer clothing, he's also the game ranger.
Okay.
But he's a pleasant guy. He's very nice. And
just the two of you still. When you walk around, you don't see other guests.
There was someone else who may or may not have been the manager. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But again, because, like, not that I'm precious in life, not that I'm a prince or need to be treated specially, but when you get to a place, there's someone who's going to be, "Hi, I'm in charge," or "Hi, I'm the host," or whatever it is. "Hi, welcome." Not some guy who's like, "Hey, yeah, it's your room key." So, Game Ranger Surfer Guy now gets into... He now gets into the car. He throws some food towards the wild dogs. We're watching the wild dogs eat. This is great.
Okay.
But now, sad story, the lions they had were poached for Mooty.
What?
So they had their paws and their heads chopped off. Horrible story.
Wait, that happened while you were there?
No, like, it happened
before.
Oh, my goodness.
It happened. Before. And,
probably the guy with the chainsaw jumped off the lion's head.
That's, like, what I thought.
I was with you, girl.
There's like an inside story. They're doing polygraph tests on their staff, whatever. So I was like, geez, this doesn't sound great. Daniela knew this already because she had already researched this place. But now, they're basically, they chopped a hole in this fence because they were in this, like, captive area and they killed the lions. But they didn't know that the lioness was pregnant. And there was a cub just, like, hiding from the poachers. So now this little cub, this little guy, is now in his own little enclosure, and they bought him a little lioness cub. So now there's two little, like, lion cubs. Like, oh my gosh, there's lion cubs. And they're cruising up and down the fence like meowses, just like rubbing, meowing, all that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, this place is weird, but, you know, let's go for a game drive. The vegetation was so thick, we did not even see a bird for like an hour.
Oh my goodness.
And we just drove around. And look, to our credits, our game ranger guy, he was very chatty and, like, he was cool.
Yeah.
So I think you see so much positive in this. Like, I would have been seer and out of there. Like, I think the first 3, you know, things I saw, they were like...
Yeah, it's a no-no. Like,
it was different.
And, like, you're Ben really, like, giving it a
chilled
chance.
Like, you know, feels like, oh, Ben is like, oh, it's just chilled. Yeah, you know, no, it's chilled. Let's
give
see.
Give it a chance.
Well, look, I wasn't going to drive home. There was lion cubs.
How far away from the city is it?
2 hours.
2 and a bit hours. Mm. So then we get back, and the guy's like, "Look, we didn't see any animals. I feel really bad. Do you want to go see the lion cubs?" "Yeah, sure." Takes us into the cage with the lion cubs, and now we literally are playing with these really big meowses. And they're playful. They're cute. Yeah. The little girl was, like, really photogenic. So I've got my VR camera in there, and I'm filming. I look down, and the little boy is now literally eating my ankle.
Bye. See? Mm-mm. No ma'am, no ham, no turkey,
and
salami.
And just
these,
like,
things are beasts at
just,
the end of
just
the day.
Just like any domestic cat, he had a little, like, look-see bite. And ben, even that, I was like, fuck that hurt.
As cute as they are, they will freaking eat your foot off in 2.3 seconds.
True. And you can't show them any sort of fear. So we had, like, a half an hour session with the little lion cubs. Like, Daniela was loving it. I thought it was amazing. And while this happened, the wild dogs are, like, running around, like, surrounding us. It was pretty crazy. So then the wild dogs got more into, like, they got, I don't know, someone's leg they were eating, maybe a gazelle or whatever.
Oh, no.
And then the guy's like, well, we've also got a meerkat here. Do you want to go see the meerkat? Again, we're looking around. There's no one else here. It's just us. Now we've got a meerkat in our hands.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we hear this, like, So he's like, oh, yeah, that's the hippos. So we go up to, and there's this beautiful, like, romantic deck area they built, hippo pond, two huge hippos, like, performing right in front of you. I looked around and thought, this place is absolutely ridiculous because we are literally just having, like, quiet time with these animals and there's no one else here.
I swear it sounds like a movie.
Very strange. So anyway, we go back to our room, and as that happens, about 30 people just arrive out of nowhere. But literally, it was like, I think, four families from, like, Zim.
Yeah.
And they were having, like, their Christmas everything at where we were. So it went from quiet, it's just us, and then this place became, like, not rowdy, but it was, like, full.
Yeah, it was buzzing.
And I'll leave the story there. There's definitely more of a story.
Ooh.
But it was a completely different Christmas. Like, it was just, it was bizarre. It was bizarre. And that was how it started. But we must get in.
Everyone, I feel like, had such twisted festive season.
We must get in to the five things that you need to know. So I can rattle on all day. I'm still in Hollywood. I'm still in holiday mode.
Yeah.
But into the more formal stuff of the show. Five things you need to know. With artisanal wood-fired pizzas, sumptuous pastas, and gourmet salads, Kokakio magic has been spreading far and wide for 25 years. The mere mention of Kokakio sends taste buds into a wild frenzy, as it has done throughout 2017 and shall do into this new year. It's more than a menu. It's a celebration, a journey, a story. 25 years in the making of love, passion, adventure, and loads of pizza. That is the five things you need to know, brought to you by Sia Sangweni this morning. Sia, what are the five things we need?
Yeah, boss. So let's look at some of the big stories and some of the headlines that you need to know as you get your day started this morning. First thing you need to know, officially, level 6 water restrictions come into effect in Cape Town from yesterday, which is Monday. Now, this is part of the city of Cape Town's attempt to avoid a situation in which taps in the mother city could run dry. The implementation thereof follows the directive by the National Water and Sanitation Department requiring that users to reduce their water usage by 45% and agricultural users to reduce consumption by 60%. Now, the Western Cape is currently battling the worst drought in decades. The city of Cape Town acknowledges that there are many locals who are heeding calls to save water, but some 200,000 households are using more than 10,500 litres per month. Jeez. This amounts to roughly 350 litres of water daily, which is a figure that the municipality says is far too high. And according to city stats, homes with higher consumption typically use between 670 and 1,500 litres of water per day, and some are using even more. So the city has renewed calls on residents to stick to the prescribed 87 litres of water per person per day, and level 6 water restrictions discourage the use of borehole water for outdoor purposes in order to preserve groundwater resources.
Yeah, because a lot of people forget that. You get a lot of these, like, people who believe, oh, I'll just drill from the ground, and they spend their 50k or whatever to get those big drills come in.
Yeah.
And then they feel so entitled because, like, well, I spent the money, I can have some water. But it's not just about, see, the thing about water is that there's various levels of importance to it.
Uh-huh.
So if we take everything out of the ground levels, when there is actually rain, it all just seeps into this gaping hole. When the water table is high, the water will stay in the dams, blah, blah, and all that kind of stuff. So water's precious at every level. And even if you do have a borehole, and well done for buying it, well done, you've got to respect it. You really do.
Yep. Okay, second thing you need to know this morning, it's New Year, so new lives. Almost 300 new South Africans were welcomed into the world yesterday. The Gauteng Health Department has welcomed 144 New Year's babies during the course of the day. And according to Provincial Health Department spokesperson Thabiso Tefo, there are more on the way. He says that the number is expected to rise as there are more women who have been admitted and are in labor. The nurses and doctors are working very hard to ensure that they deliver healthy babies in the province. By early yesterday afternoon, Limpopo had welcomed 91 babies, and in the Western Cape, 58 babies have been born at government hospitals.
That's 58 times 87 liters of water. Capetonians, less babies.
Okay.
We're going to do the maths and all features here.
Okay. Provincial Health MEC Mama French Mbombo visited Tigerberg Hospital's labor ward and said, "The message to mothers is to take care of your babies and enjoy the new life. It is something worthwhile." Now, I can't think of any other way I'd love to spend the new year than to be in labor for hours and hours and hours. Delightful time. Bringing in a new life into the world. Third thing you need to know for this morning, a KwaZulu-Natal farmer has been arrested after he allegedly shot and killed a mourner on his farm outside Durban. Police say a family who'd been living on the farm was trying to bury their loved one on the land. Now, it's understood the farmer argued with mourners, demanding they stop the funeral and leave his farm. Now, he allegedly shot and killed a man during the altercation. The suspect fled the scene in his vehicle. The police were alerted and they traced the suspect and arrested him, says the police's Ngobile Kwala. The man is currently in custody and will appear in court this week on a charge of murder. Quite a bit of an intense note on that. But moving on, we can't avoid politics, unfortunately. And the fourth story you need to know this morning. Now, in their New Year's resolution statement, the ANC stalwarts and veterans say for the party to achieve unity, President Jacob Zuma has to resign as leader of the country. The stalwarts shared their reflections for the party on the eve of the last day of 2017. They congratulated Cyril Ramaphosa on his election as president of the ANC, saying he would not have an easy road given the challenges the ANC faces. Meanwhile, economists are hoping that the Rand will continue to firm as a ruling party sorts out a number of issues. Now, the Rand is 11% firmer compared to a year ago, ending 2017 at R12.35 to the dollar compared to 2016's R13.74 to the dollar. The Rand ended the year firmer after a volatile 12 months due to a number of key factors. Rating agencies Moody's and S&P Global have warned that political uncertainty continues to weigh on the local currency. Now, the Sunday Times reported that secret meetings were underway to discuss the future of President Zuma, who has been hit by a series of legal blows, as we know. The latest being the Constitutional Court criticizing the National Assembly for not taking action against him. Now, opposition parties have called for steps to be taken against the president before the State of the Nation address in Feb. Traders also say that since Ramaphosa was elected president of the ANC, the Rand has gained rather substantially against the greenback, making it one of the best performing emerging market currencies in December.
Wow.
Won't you look at that? And then lastly,
and does that mean the petrol price can come down or the bread price can come down?
Well, we do have a decrease tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Good vibes. I like this note that this year is taking.
I mean, I love the stories of stronger rands, but I prefer the stories of actual day-to-day stuff coming down too, because they very quickly go up.
True. They do.
We'll feel the chain reaction, hopefully.
Let's see the balance, everyday world.
Yeah. And then the last story that you need to know as you get your day started this morning. Dum, dum, dum. The Eastern Cape Health Department says the skeleton of a man who is believed to have drowned has washed ashore in Port St. John's. Two men were swept out to sea just before Christmas, and the department has issued a shark alert following the discovery of the skeleton. The department's Sizwe Kupela says while it seems the men had already died of drowning, it appears that one man was eaten by sharks in the water.
Yeah, so that's what sharks do.
Yeah, and that's what lion cubs do as well, Ben. When we sent our chopper in search of the missing people, we spotted two sharks in the Port St. John's second beach area. A day later, one of the drowned people got washed ashore. We only recovered the skeleton with no flesh, the department says or continues to say.
But hang a second. If sharks are going to eat you, but there's your skeleton, that's some pretty good eating.
Yeah, they go.
They eat the meat and they leave the bones?
Yeah.
No, but I would think they would just chomp everything because sharks, they're pretty ferocious.
Yeah.
Do they chunk everything?
I don't know. But
the Australian ones do, though.
I mean, like, it's not like the shark's
going to... Steve Owen, explain that.
It's not like the shark's going to... It's not going to eat you like a corn on the cob. It's going to literally just bite through whatever. It doesn't just nibble around
the bone.
Well,
this one did that.
Tell us, Steve Owen, about...
Oh, okay.
Those are Eastern Cape ones.
Tell us about the Australian ones.
Fancy Eastern Cape sharks.
They have such great taste.
The Australian... I like gotting sharks. They, I think it's the white sharks. What do they call the great white?
Great white sharks.
Yeah. They bite off... Whatever they bite off, it doesn't come back.
Stop.
If they bite off your hand, you don't find anything that remains off your hand.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying.
Goodness.
The Eastern Cape ones are more table-mannered.
They're so cultured. They're dignified. Yes, they are. Jeez. Well, the body of the second man has yet to be found. And on that note, those are the five things you need to know this morning. Brought to you by Calcacchio Pizzeria.
Indeedios. Remember, the app is something that we enjoyed in 2017 because we all earned slices and we all got free pizza towards the end of it. So the Calcacchio, get the app on your favorite app store. It is time for the cryptocurrency update. Well, Bitcoin took a bit of a kick in the nuts, didn't it? Throughout Christmas, the festive season, there was that big crash, and everyone was like, ha, I told you, it was just a bubble. So there was interesting conversations online throughout the festive season, basically a whole bunch of smug people, all the people who were really upset they didn't actually put money in Bitcoin and get the big boom. Mm-hmm. These people, well, they finally got to just vent all their rage and threw it out there, like, hi, you dickheads, should never invested in that. Look, it has come down. It's just over $13,000. I mean, it was $18,000 at the beginning of December, so it has come down. Many people believe it's just stabilizing because all that media hype got a whole bunch of speculating investors into it, so it blew the price out, and now it's kind of come back to where it should be. Ethereum at the moment, well, that is actually, it's found an all-time high because while Bitcoin was crashing, Ethereum was kind of doing the same thing. Ethereum's up to $870, so it's actually reached a record high.
Hmm.
With your other ones, well, we just mostly focus on Bitcoin and Ethereum, but when Run comes in for the cryptocurrency updates, then you can tell you more about the other ones that are doing so well or not so well. I mean, Ripple smashed an all-time high in just 48 hours ago. So I know Gareth had money in Ripple, but then again, Gareth's like a cryptocurrency like fiend. He's all over it. That's why he's away the extra week. He's using all his crypto money
to
travel the world and
dazzle
on yachts and stuff. So that's your crypto update. But now we must get into the sport.
Yes.
Yes. I know it's the Sears' seventh favorite part on the show.
Seventh or first, Ben?
Well, it's not your first because you know nothing about sport, nor do you care about it.
Yeah, I was just really pushing it there, so never mind. Let's stick with seventh.
Do you look at the car of your dreams and instantly think you can't afford it? Well, thanks to Land Rover Menlyn, it doesn't have to be the case. Get into a new Range Rover Sport today and only start paying for it in March. Sounds like a good deal. This unique payment holiday is really a dream deal, so head on over to menlyn.landrover.co.za to make it a reality. Or give them a call on 012-369-2400 to arrange a test drive in this immaculate beast. Better yet, head on down to the actual dealership, the new improved Land Rover Menlyn dealership, located on 221 Gasfontein Road, just off the N1 highway in Menlyn. New year, new car, we can all do that. Definitely, and you only start paying in March.
Mm-hmm.
Dealio. Right, so into the sport, well, not a lot's happening. I'll be right up front with you and say this is not a great time of year for sport.
Oh.
Currently on the go is the Hopman Cup. Now, the Hopman Cup I'm finding very interesting. Not that I like tennis and not that I'm really watching it, but it's really cool because you get men and women teams. So, for instance, Canada has got Vasek Pospisil and Eugenie Bouchard. Now, what they do is that they'll play in groups. So there's Group A and Group B. So Group A has got Germany, Canada, Belgium, Australia. And you'll play a men's singles, a women's singles, and then you play a mixed doubles. So how that works out is you've got three matches, and then obviously you can work it out. It's best of three there. So it's very engaging, I suppose to say. It's very engaging. Group B's got Switzerland, which has got Roger Federer, who will be the defending Australian Open champion in a couple of weeks' time at the Australian Open, which is the big Grand Slam of tennis starting off. And they've also got America, Russia, and Japan. So if you do love tennis, you can watch this right now at the Hopman Cup. Serena Williams is back on the courts. She'll be making her return to the Aussie Open, which was the last time that she won a Grand Slam because she was currently pregnant at that time. She then became a mom, but she'll still come back and kick ass, and we're all looking forward to that. In football news, it was kind of the big thing that was happening over the festive season. Now, all the other leagues seem to take a break. English Premier League, however, well, they just keep playing. So they don't get to have a fat Christmas like the rest of us do. it's just straight back into the football. They don't get to have a hungover New Year's like we do, straight back in the football. And Pep Guardiola, who is the manager of Man City, the all-conquering Man City, well, he is now basically saying the schedule is bloody ridiculous. Okay. Not his exact words, but he's just saying it's just excessive because his star ginger, Kevin De Bruyne, is now out with ligament injuries. Sorry, Jesus is out and De Bruyne is out. So they're losing key players here. And they had a crushing draw to Crystal Palace. Now, Crystal Palace are languishing just above the drop zone in 17th place, but they drew with Man City over the weekend. But still, Man City's unbeaten, just the two draws blight in their copybook at the moment, and they are 12 points ahead of Man United. Man United had a great win over Everton, 2-0 this last weekend. Chelsea's still in touch there. In third place, Liverpool also with a good win over Burnley. They came from behind there. So they are currently in fourth. That's your top four. Arsenal continue to just make their fans become alcoholics. They are going nowhere really in fifth. And then Spurs, interestingly, in sixth. Harry Kane is in the form of his life, which is kind of like just keeps getting better and better. So there will be some matches this week as well. So there's still loads and loads of action. Today, Tuesday, the 2nd of January, Spurs will be away to Swansea at 9:45 South African time. Man City will be taking on Watford in another chance for Guardiola to just be pissed off by how many fixtures these guys are churning out. They'll be at 10 o'clock tonight, South African time. And then tomorrow, Arsenal versus Chelsea. That's a biggie. 9:45. Well, neither team is going to win the league this year, but obviously top four is everything that these guys are playing for. Chelsea are looking pretty good at the moment in third place. Arsenal, well, I don't know. Arsenal fans, do you want me to go further? Probably not. In other news of a cricket nature, this week we'll see the start of the much, much, much anticipated SA versus India series. Now, India were meant to be here for the Boxing Day test, the New Year's test, but they were like, whoa, 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 look, we're not that keen. So how about you guys just sit in your hands until, I don't know, January 5th. Virat's getting married. We don't want to piss him off. He's the most important person. So they kind of just did whatever they wanted. So because that happened, because India then delayed the schedule, SA had to play the most pointless, stupid 4-day test match against Zimbabwe in PE. As you know, it was just a 2-day test because Zimbabwe are, well, they're not very good. That's just how it is. They play maybe 2-3 test matches a year. There's no way they can be competitive against someone as strong as South Africa. It was a pink ball test, and it gave something for people in PE to do something for Boxing Day. And, well, it was crap. It was just 2 days. They hammered Zimbabwe by innings and something. But now the first test, proper cricket, resumes this Friday, which is January the 5th, at Cape Town, the New Year's Newlands test. Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head around all this fluff because it should already be on. Come on, India. They always do what they want. But it's a 3-test series. So if you are in Centurion, you can get to watch them on the 13th of Jan and then the 24th of Jan at the stadium, Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. So 3 tests. It's going to be bloody exciting. They then play 6 ODIs and 3 T20s. So we've got a full test cricket series happening. Be so interesting to see what team South Africa do go with in the end, because obviously Faf du Plessis did not manage the pointless 2-day test against Zimbabwe. He was injured, and Dale Steyn had a viral infection or something or other. Anyway, there is so much strength and depth right now. There's so much talent in this SA team. That bowling attack looks sharp. Great depth, great variety. I think India are in for a torrid time. The test match, obviously, at Newlands is going to be their best bet of getting a win here because the pitch won't be as ferocious as the other ones. Now, when SA goes to India, we get these horrible dust balls that turn square from ball one. We've got to make these pitches hard and fast. Get them shooting like shaking dogs. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I really am. In Aussie news, well, it was the Ashes test series still on the go. And even though the Aussies wrapped it up within 3 test matches, the 4th test, well, it was a dead rubber. And the pitch, unfortunately, was so boring. It was so bland. It was so dreadful. Even as the Cook scored a double 100, the game became a draw. And onwards to Sydney. So also starting on Friday, that'll be the final test in the Ashes series. It's all done and dusted, really. From there, you've got the ODI series to look forward to. Although, after the Ashes, is it really something to look forward to? I don't know. All I know is that David Malan has been officially called up to cover for Ben Stokes, who, even though he is playing cricket again, he's in New Zealand, and there was rumours that he'll be there in the area just so he can get back in touch with the team. Well, he hasn't been put into the ODI squad. David Malan, who is doing pretty well in the Ashes test series, will be in the ODI squad. Golf news, nothing really going on at the moment. The big SA Open will be taking place from the 11th to the 14th of Jan. Loads of stories around that. Although this coming weekend will be the first start on the PGA Tour in Kapalua in Hawaii. Justin Thomas will be defending his title there. Otherwise, if I were to carry on, I really would be stretching when it comes to sport right now. Just a little bit of football. Everything else kind of kicking as of next week, which is like anyone else's life, really. I don't have anything else for you.
Well, firstly,
I wish I had a lot more, but I really don't.
I didn't even know Kapalua exists, but I love it when you say it. I just want to order a Kapalua right now.
I'm pretty sure it's a cocktail at some
stage. I know, it does sound somewhere like a very exotic cup of something as well.
Yeah, so they just bought today, more tomorrow. I think if there isn't a lot, then I'll just do some more sporting features for you this week, because there's so much that I want to get into this year. And there's a whole bunch to look forward to as well. So I'll be throwing forward to a couple of the other big events. But right now, we must get into your first dose of positivity for 2018, and that is Said by Sia.
Yay! It's a bit of a story time this morning on Said by Sia. This is what I like. A 9-year-old boy from Beechwood in Ohio in the States has learned that those who give selflessly often receive unexpectedly. So his name is Micah Fry, who knows what poverty feels like. About 3 years ago, Micah and his family fell on hard times when they lost their home and were forced to live in a shelter. So every day, Micah would get a blanket, and every day, the shelter would just take it back. But this year, when he saw some homeless people out in the cold, he did some quick math. Now that his family is doing better, he knew he would be getting a $300 Xbox. Last year for Christmas, he figured that at $10 a blanket, he could buy 30 blankets instead of getting an Xbox. So,
that's nice.
Instead of accepting the game system, he chose to rather buy the blankets instead. He then gave away each one to a homeless person in need. Aww. I like that. That's very nice. That so very nice. He knew what it was.
What a lesson for a young person to learn.
I know. Wow. To be that aware at 9 years old. Wow. So he knew what it was like to not have a blanket at night and have to give it back, his grandmother Terry Brand said. So the first thing he wanted to do was to give a blanket that they could keep. So news of Micah's good deed, the story gets better, spread very quickly, catching attention of an Xbox manufacturer, Microsoft. The company decided to surprise Micah with a new console that was the same model as the one he had traded for the blankets, and he was in tears. He says that when they called and told me, I just instantly started crying on the phone. I couldn't believe it. What's harder was having to just take this all in. So employees led Micah to the back of the store where Santa had bags full of gifts, including the coveted Xbox, and the family was all emotional. Terry, the grandmother, says it's just amazing. It's a blessing. Mike is a blessing to our family, and we thank you very much. So listen to that. Something, it's a little story. It's heartwarming. Your very first dose of Said by Sia this morning.
Yeah, that's lovely. It really is.
I like it.
Also kind of cool, and I know people shouldn't aim to do this, but it is kind of cool that then a company does jump on, and obviously it's a great PR thing for them. It's another PR. See, it is. Nailed that,
We are kind of smart sometimes.
But it's just nice to know that there is kind of like this whole giving kind of thing. And even though you shouldn't always look for instant gratification, if you do give more, then you will get more. And something that I felt from my holidays is that I felt like I really saw the difference that being kind to people can make. I mean, I didn't go around giving blankets to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to push it here. But it was just, I'd spent time with really nice people that I don't normally spend extended time with. And the whole thing about just being kind and decent to each other. I mean, I know it goes without saying, but unfortunately, we all forget this from time to time. And I really felt this wave of optimism and motivations here.
I felt a good vibe over the festive season this year. I don't know if it was just me.
That's because you were unconscious most of the time.
But generally, people were nicer. Traffic wasn't too intense when you went out to stores.
It only makes you feel better. So if you don't want to be nice, basically you're telling the world that you're actually just angry and you want to be hateful and you want to be upset.
I think if you don't want to be nice, stay indoors until you're okay. Stay in your house.
You hermit.
You know, and then come out when you feel like you can see light again.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to spread that energy to everyone, the negative and, you know, the anger to everyone. So if you feel like that, just stay home. Do what you need to do, some
watch
cleansing.
Some Oprah,
Watch Oprah.
Hail to the air.
Watch some. Yes, yeah. What's the Oprah and Kevin Hart? You know, with a new epiphany of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as corny as it is, that's what I love the most about the festive season. And I don't know why we wait for one specific time in the year to feel this way. But we actually spend time with those who we love and we spread kindness and everyone is making this conscious decision to be happy. And we actually can live our whole entire lives that way. So I'm not saying don an ugly Christmas sweater throughout the entire year, because also, A, if you're in South Africa, Christmas sweaters don't work. But just have that spirit. You can carry that spirit all throughout the year. It's nice. That's very nice.
It is very nice. Well, that kind of wraps up for the first hour. So now, how do we do?
You guys did very well.
We did well.
Very well. Sure. Impressed with the talent.
Look, nice. Wow, that's nice.
You guys are holding it down. I know, you're holding it down for Gareth quite well.
Thank you. Ben? Thank you.
Well, you know what, Gareth? Gareth, a grateful mess, is probably just sleeping his hangover away now, forgetting there's even a show on. No, of course he isn't. So in the next hour, we've got loads more stories with you. We've got, you know, I told you end of last year, and I'm not fishing here, but I'm in the market for a new phone, so I did a whole bunch of research over the festive season of like what to get and why I should get something, and it was kind of interesting because I've been meaning to do some more technology kind of research. So I've got a really interesting clip about why Apple needs Samsung, which will play in the next hour. Very interesting. And when you go back to work, you can tell people the story and they'll be like, wow, clearly it's worth
you
drinking.
Know stuff.
You weren't just drinking at the holidays. So we've got that, we've got important New Year's resolutions and how people go about it. Just to give you an interesting update of what these Cape Town water restrictions really are going to be, I'll try to get back to my Christmas story in the wild. We'll have more questions for Sanazo. If you want to actually ask her a question, of course, just get in touch with us your usual ways. On WhatsApp, I see Ben's story, literally a movie in the waiting. What happened last year? The story of Ben and his return to the wild. Yeah, Bothwell, it was pretty close. You know, I always feel very comfortable in the wild. Palais has now come here. Maybe we'll see how Palais's festive season was. So really, jam-packed second hour. If you are listening live, get in touch with us. See how your holidays went, or if you have any interesting New Year's resolutions, or if you're listening on podcast, well, I hope it's part of your holiday still, and you're not actually at work just yet. But if you are, that is why we're here right now. Sia and I were also going to take a long break, but we said, we took the selfless motion. We said, you know what? People still need us.
Yes.
And that is why we're here.
It's a public service, Ben.
That is us, yeah. Top two. Top two. That's us. Cliff Central uses TouchBase Pro. We use TouchBase Pro. They are great. Our newsletter is so easy to put together now. It takes us less time to get it out in the morning. Deliverability has improved. Our click rate has improved up to 8 times since we moved over to TouchBase Pro. It really is just incredible local support. We love supporting a local business, so book a demo with them. And they share their screen with you. See for yourself. There's no commitment on your side. www.touchbasepro.com. Click and you book a demo.
That's a good
idea. Getting yourself out more in 2018. We're going to become more successful in 2018. Happier, richer, all those good things. And it all starts right now. And I'm going to play a nice soothing song to take us to the second hour. What's early jams here?
Ooh,
like
what,
I said,
what is this?
We're not coming in guns blazing just yet. We'll leave that for Gareth Cliff. He'll be with you next week. So this week, it'll be the three of us. And I feel okay about that. I feel happy about that. Morning bled at the water's
edge. The city was bringing... This is CliffCentral.com.